Penguin Random House Audio presents The Naturalist, Theodore Roosevelt and the Rise of American Natural History by Darren Lundy. Read for you by Scott Brick. Introduction. Imagine what's behind a closed door in a natural history museum. Back rooms lined with jars of snakes and alcohol, a vault full of hippo skulls, an attic of elephant bones. Rooms stacked with thousands of stuffed birds, basement vats of alcohol-preserved gorillas, or a closet of tanned zebra hides. All these things are hiding from museum patrons, beyond exhibitions and displays. This is the unseen world of a natural history museum, awash with scientific specimens. Stuffed, skeletonized, or preserved whole in jars, nearly all these animals were collected by museum naturalists. Millions of these specimens will never be displayed. The public will never see them. Instead, they are collected for scientific study, which is essential to understanding the world's great diversity of life. Every known animal species, every bird, mammal, fish, frog, and snake, was named based on museum specimens. Virtually everything we know about the morphology, geographic distribution, and ancestral relationships of animals is derived from the vast collections of specimens housed in museums. Natural history museums represent our vast record of life on Earth. Some of these rooms may have been partially filled by Theodore Roosevelt, who, among many other things, was an intrepid museum naturalist. From early childhood through his years in the White House, Roosevelt studied animals by shooting them, stuffing them, and preserving them.